The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Scavalcampo. Today on The Trend Reporter, the best products for natural hair.
The more you baby it, I think the better. It'll love you back.
Beauty reporter and curl expert Tembi Denton Hurst on her picks for washing, hydrating, and styling your natural hair.
It allowed the curls to pop.
All while keeping it super healthy.
Your hair has to be in the optimal environment to grow.
Everything you want to know about the hair trends worth knowing.
So Tembi, you cover curly hair quite a bit and natural hair.
My first article that I ever wrote for Pop Sugar was like curly hair related. And so I think it's like, you know, it's been a big part of my career and has been something I've always been close to from the beginning until now. Like whether I've written stories about why I haven't straightened my hair in 2 years and like, you know, the best products for this type of hair. I've written countless guides that are like the best products for 4C hair, the best products for type 4 hair, the best products for babies and children, you know, so it kind of really runs the gamut. I cover curly hair quite a lot.
How long has it been since you've worn your hair straight?
Because my stylist was on mat leave, maybe 3 years now, 2.5 years.
Okay, but maternity leave, she took a 3-year maternity leave?
No, she didn't take a 3-year maternity leave, but like from before then, I hadn't seen her for a while before that.
Okay, so it's been a while. So we've done a couple episodes on transitioning to natural and wearing your hair natural. And it's something that I've played around with a lot, given, you know, especially since lockdown, because, you know, I wear my hair straight for work on TV, which used to be like a requirement, like, let's keep it 100% real. Nobody was going to allow me to go on TV with my natural hair. But now that seems to have changed. But I don't feel comfortable enough yet with my natural hair because I'm still getting to know it. Like we're just not even dating yet. We have just said hello to each other, right? So like I'm just meeting my natural hair for the first time. And what I am learning is like, it's a process. Like I don't know my curls. I don't know my curl pattern. I don't know how to like get the best definition and the moisture. So I am learning all this stuff now. And what surprised me is it's a lot more work.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you say that because with quarantine starting, one of the things I really noticed was that nobody had access to salons. Everything was shuttered. Everything was closed. So it was like everyone had to kind of deal with their natural hair. So I ended up writing a story about like what to do with your natural hair if you're newly natural or, you know, like, or you're just kind of doing your hair for the first time and spoke to a bunch of stylists about kind of best tips and tricks for that. So you're not alone in that. So I wash my hair probably about every 10 days. And for that, I just use shampoo and conditioner. And also I deep condition every time I wash my hair because I learned from my stylist that like traditional conditioner that you're getting, like you go to the store, you buy a conditioner, they have like nothing on professional strength conditioners that you're going to get in the salon. Hair masks are closer to that. And so I try to use a hair mask every time. And then after that, it's pretty much just like layering different products in.
So how many products would you say you've tested? How many curly hair products would you say you've tested over the years?
Oh gosh, probably at least like 100. At least.
Oh, wow.
If not more.
What are the categories of products that you think are most important? And what are you looking for within those categories? What should they be delivering to your hair?
So I'd have to say that my most important like category, I think, has to be like leave-ins and then also conditioners. I think like the biggest thing with hair is moisture. And, you know, a lot of people talk about like, oh, like are focused on like, how do I grow my hair? And I'm always like, your hair has to be in the optimal environment to grow. And that means it's moisturized. You know, and the only thing that can really hydrate your hair is water. And so anything that can like support water, products with water in them, products that are like water first, water loving, like those types of things are always going to be good. Things that have like things that attract water to the hair, like and plus things that are going to also offer your hair slip and make it easy to detangle. So you really just want to treat your hair, especially when it's curly, kind of like baby hair. Like you don't want to pull on it a lot. Like I think that people kind of assume that black hair is much stronger than it is, when in actuality, it's really pretty fragile. So you
girl,
really-
but can we talk about how that's like a metaphor for life? Like they right. just think we're like exactly. unbreakable and we're like, we're human just like everybody else. Thank you.
Exactly. 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 That's exactly how true. It's really a metaphor for everything else. Like it's actually much more fragile than it appears. And so, you know, even though we do have the blessing of versatility, we do have to be very careful. And so I think that it's really important. It's imperative to be detangled, like anything that's going to help you detangle without pulling out too much hair and anything that's going to offer a lot of moisture. And those two things often go hand in hand.
So what's your recommendation for wash products?
So speaking of making wash day a delight, like Carol's daughter came out with this thing called Wash Day Delight, which is literally to combat exactly that. And I've tried it recently, and I will say that it is incredible. Like I haven't tried a combination like that in a long time where I kind of felt inspired by a product. So I think that like what we're really seeing the movement in natural hair right now is towards scalp health. So their shampoo is like a micellar water shampoo. And so it's really about cleansing the scalp really safely and really getting all of the dirt and the oils and all of that out. And I really, really love it for that reason, because it just like your scalp feels really, really clean, but it doesn't feel stripped. Like I really like my hair to feel squeaky clean, because I'm like, okay, I know that this is going to, you know, I know that whatever I do to this next, if I'm doing it on a clean base of hair, like there's no leftover oils in my hair, there's no leftover product, because product buildup will inhibit hair growth and will stop you from kind of like getting the results that you need and actually damage your hair more. Like if you try to straighten your hair, for example, and you still have like whatever curl smoothie you had on your hair, like kind of just still sitting on top of it, you can end up like burning your hair, or like, you know, that contributes to hair damage. So having a really clean scalp, really clean hair follicle, really clean strands is super important. And so I feel like this really, really does that. And they also have the conditioner that they recently came out with that I really love. It's probably the slipperiest conditioner I've ever tried. It's like mostly glycerin. And so your hair, it just like glides through your hair. Like I was brushing my hair and I was like, oh my God. Like, and after I was done, I was like going like this to my hair and my fingers were like sliding through. I was like, what is this? Like
You're having a hair commercial moment.
Exactly. Because I don't have hair that really is meant to kind of like, if I was to go like this to my hair right now, there's a stopping point, you know, like there's not like just this kind of like, oh, I can just like keep going through and through and through. And so that was kind of fascinating for me. And I was really excited about it. I was like, okay, this is great.
Is it a leave-in conditioner?
No, it's a washout conditioner, but it's really good for the, so for me personally, I'm always doing the last step of a hair mask or like a deep conditioner. And so for me, I kind of look at conditioners as a space for detangling in the shower. Like that's kind of what I use traditional conditioners for. And so I say like, and for the sake of moisture and stuff like that, I'm like, this really made my hair feel moisturized and like really made it really easy to detangle. It cut down my wash day time by a lot. Cause I think that like, one of the reasons why wash day sucks is because it takes so long to do all the different detangling. But if you have the right tools, I'm a big tool person too. Like I think that tools make a wash day. Like I have a brush that I love and I'm obsessed. I have to have certain things, but yeah, I think that it's a great combination for getting the job done and cutting it down by a lot.
I love a set so that I don't have to think too much. Like I actually wish like every product that I needed would come in one kit from a brand that I trust. I would buy that in a minute, whether it's like hair care, skin care, body wash and lotion. Like you give me a 4-step, 3-step, 6-step kit, I'm all in, because then I don't have to think about it. So the fact that this is 2 steps and you trust the brand and like we love Carol's daughter, I love that. Okay, moisture. Now you said you're not a big oil person, but there is an oil that you like.
I do. See, you're saying like, oh, it comes in a kit. So speaking of kits, Bread Beauty Supply, they're a new brand. They like launched, I think, in July at Sephora, which I thought was like really, really interesting. And the founder, her name's Mava, she's incredible. And she has this company called Bread Beauty Supply, as I said. And it's like a 3-step system. So there's the creamy hair wash, then the conditioner, and then this hair oil that I really, really like. And so her ethos is the 3-step routine where you can like use everything from one line and everything like that. And I like to mix and match because I feel like my hair kind of has different needs, but I really, really like the oil. And so, cause her whole thing is like lazy girl hair and the oil is like called like lip gloss for your hair. And I don't know what it is about it, but it has this like very like light, thin texture that also kind of gives my hair a certain shine and it doesn't make it frizzy. And it's really soft and it smells amazing. It does smell like the lip gloss you would buy at like the beauty supply store.
But that marketing is, they nailed it. You're going to sell me some lip gloss for my hair? Like, yes, I will take 2. That sounds divine. I love
it. The packaging is beautiful. The packaging is stunning. Like, it looks beautiful. I have it just like sitting, even on days when I don't use it, I just have it sitting out. It's that pretty. God. It looks like a perfume bottle. I love it.
You just described everything I love in a product. So I'm absolutely going to get that when we get off this taping. Okay, edges. I'm an edge control fanatic. And the only reason I'm not like all laid today is because I was in a hurry. Like nothing makes me happier than spending 15 minutes on my edges. So I really want to hear this one. What is the edge control that you like?
So my edge control, which I swear by and have written about a bunch, is the Style Factor edge control. It's like, so I discovered it because I feel like I'm a big like sister friend beauty secret stealer. Like if I see your hair, I'm like, oh, your edges look good. Like I'm the first person to be like, so what are you using on your edges? And so right. One of my little cousins, she came and she like does hair. She braids my hair and she does like braiding and her edges always look really good. I was like, what is that? And it was the Style Factor and I tried it. And when I say my edges looked stunning, like it was like so easy to do the swoops and my hair looked like silk. I was like, this is it. I have found it. And so I have like 100 of them and they smell really good. And they like have this kind of, it has a certain consistency. Like it doesn't have, like, you know, like some edge controls feel waxy.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like that waxy, like almost like oily type of thing. Right. This is not like that. Like it has more of like, it's more of like a paste. And it's like, my fingers don't feel gross afterward, which I really, really like. So yeah, that's the edge control. It comes in a bunch of different scents. It's great.
It comes in different scents?
Yeah. It's scented and it's clear, which is nice.
That is amazing that you can buy it by the scent.
And it has super hold and you don't need a lot. Like you really just need like one little, like just like a tiny, like little piece of it. And you just kind of stick it on and your hair doesn't feel like, it really holds my hair down, but my hair doesn't feel stiff, which I really like. I will say if you use a ton of it, your hair will turn white. But if you use the right amount, it's like you just look like, it's like waves on swim, but for your edges.
I love that. Now, there's some debate in the natural hair world about whether edges should be laid. And it's really a matter of preference. Like some people feel like the edges should match the texture of whatever's left out. What's your philosophy? You want laid edges with some nice curl definition.
For me, I want laid edges. The only time my edges are probably going to just be up and puffy or whatever is like right now where I'm like in the house or whatever. Or it's like, I don't really, you know, I'm like, it's not necessarily the biggest deal for me. But if I'm going out, my edges are being laid because I just like the look personally. Like, I think it kind of just has a very fun, sleek look. And I think it's just a fun way to do your hair. Like, I think that, and I mean, it feels nostalgic to me. Like laid edges is like all of middle school, all of elementary school. And so I don't know. I like it personally.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I lay my kids' edges because they have like legit baby hair because they're babies. And there's a reason it's called baby hair because what they have naturally, that's the goal, right? That's what we're all striving for as adults. It's just like so perfect and soft and it naturally does, right? So I'm always like, oh, this baby hair. They don't get it yet. One day they will. Okay, definition, curl definition. So this is a big thing. Because this is really like the holy grail. This is what we're all looking for, is like whatever your curl pattern is, we just want it to be defined. Like, I think we've gone past that point where we are idolizing a specific curl pattern. We realize that like all curls are beautiful. But the one thing I think we all have in common, whatever our natural curl is, we want it to be popping. So you have three products that can help us get that. The first is the Mizani. Tell me about the Mizani.
So Mizani is like, I got introduced to that through my hairstylist once again. She's my hair guru. I'm obsessed with her. But so she used Mizani on my hair and I don't know how to explain it, but like the moisture that I had and the way that I just like, my hair just looked incredible and it just kind of added to the softness and added to the definition. And I think it like hydrated my hair in a way where like it allowed the curls to pop. Like we talked about moisture earlier and like the moisture is really what's going to give your, like really help your curls be defined. Weighing your curls down for the definition of the elongation is kind of a different focus, but just to kind of define the curls, like hydrated curls will almost always look like, will also help with definition. Like I think it's when your curls like look kind of dry and crunchy, they don't want to curl and look cute. So yeah.
So the Mizani is the, it's a leave-in conditioner.
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you,
I would say.
Okay. So you do your wash, conditioner, you wash that conditioner out, and then you would do the Mizani.
Yes. I would like spritz it in. Yeah. Because it has like, okay. It's like a spray format.
Okay. Perfect. So next up, we have a different gel.
So the Eco Styler is definitely like an OG product. And I'm sure that there's been like, people will have their preferences as far as like soft folds.
You said people were going to hate this. You said people are going to come for you.
I haven't like looked at the ingredients in a long time, but I'm pretty sure it has some alcohol in it, so it's a little drying. But for me, I'm willing to take the risk because one, I'm going to wash my hair in a couple of days, so I'm not really worried about it like drying my hair out a ton over time. Two, I don't use a ton, and so yeah, they're all oil infused, which I don't really know how much that factors into the dryness and all of these different things. But EcoStylet is like reliably, at least for me, a great gel for like lengthening my curls and holding the shape. So once I've like been able to define my curls and I like the way that they look and they feel wet and they look, I style my hair almost soaking. Like I style my hair very, very wet.
So don't you have problems drying it? I feel like then it takes like 36 hours to dry.
It does. Oh yeah. I mean, I like do everything on soaking wet hair. And so I'll define my hair and all that stuff and like have it be elongated. And then I'll just put it in two like ponytails at the bottom of my head and sleep like that. And I just will like, I will only dry my hair once it's all defined. Cause I feel like that's when my curls are the most defined in the shower. Like when I'm like, once I've like done all the conditioner, all that stuff, really detangled my hair, that's when I've noticed the most definition for me personally is like when my hair is soaking wet. So in order to like maintain that, I try to just style my hair from that state versus trying to like retroactively style my hair when it's dry.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So you like the gel, but you're saying you got to wash your hair. You got to wash it out because you're concerned about it drying you over time.
Yeah. Like it's one of those things where it's like, you definitely need to wash your hair well, because I'm sure that over time, you know, if you were just, you're not like, for example, like some people are afraid of shampoo. They're like, oh, I only co-wash. Like I would not recommend using lots of heavy oils and butters and things like that on your hair if you're not committed to actually using shampoo and washing your hair, because it's like, that stuff will one build up on the strand and make it harder when you're trying to hair like style different things. And it also can also get on your scalp. And like, if it's built up on your scalp, that one inhibits hair growth, but two, isn't just a pleasant environment for your hair in general, because your scalp needs to breathe and be clean. So
yeah, I want to do a whole episode on scalp health, but you know, we ran like a mini focus group and everybody hated the word scalp. Like for some reason that like freaks people out.
Because it's the skin on your head. It's right. Just like, you have to use it and approach it the same way you would approach the skin on your face.
Okay, so last up, this is one that you think is the most widely applicable when it comes to curl definition. So tell me about that.
So the Shea Moisture Curl Enhancing Smoothie is the only product that I've been using since I went natural. Like everything else, a lot of things have changed in my routine over time, but this is the one thing consistently that has like been incredible from start to finish. Like it has a whole cult fan club. Some people have moved on to other products, like other products better. That's totally fine. I get that. But I just feel that Curl Enhancing Smoothie works well for a wide range of people. It's also having a moment on TikTok right now, which I think is very funny. Like girls with like straight-ish hair are doing curl routines and then they're like, oh, use Curl Enhancing Smoothie. And they just become like these like manes of curly hair, which is like whatever. But it's having a certain resurgence, but I think it's just because the product's really good. Like the texture is really nice. It's really, really moisturizing. My hair really loves it. And it just kind of is, it does really define the curl. Like it doesn't have hold necessarily, but I do feel like it brings out the best in your curls. And I think I've seen that happen for pretty much everyone that has used it. Like all my friends, my family, my partner, like everybody, it just kind of gives it this kind of soft definition, I'll say. Like I like to lock in that definition with, you know, like the gel, for example. But for as a base layer, I really, really love it. Like I swear by it. I if I don't use that and I do something different, I definitely notice that it's not as good.
I think like my big takeaway from all of this is that like it's a layered approach. You kind of have to find the combination of products. Like there's no one product that's going to do everything.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's a multi-layered approach. Just like taking care of your natural hair is a multi-pronged, multifaceted thing. Like it's, you know, people talk about like, oh, I want to grow my hair. I want this kind of thing. And it's like, yes, but there's so many different, you have to approach it from a holistic way. It's like, what are you eating? Are you sleeping? Are you drinking water? Like what products are you using? You know, it all works together. And so I think like having a holistic approach to your hair care you have to have a holistic approach to anything else. Like it's important to look at it from all angles and not just like the one, you know, like you can't just, I think to reach a goal, you have to have a lot of different approaches to get there.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to say like, oh, this is just the one thing.
Yeah. And also of the things that you mentioned, I also think it's really important to love on your hair, like to just like look at what you already got and love that. And that's a process. Like I'm working on that because I'm, like I said, I'm just meeting my curls, but I want to meet them with an open heart and a lot of love. So, and I've been told that, you know, that hair responds to that.
It does. Yeah. The nicer you are to your hair, the more you baby it, I think the better it'll love you back, I guess. Like for me, I'm definitely a low manipulation girl. Like I'm just like throw me in some twists and just leave it. Like I'm not brushing my hair every day. I'm not combing my hair every day, but I'm getting regular trims. I'm doing, you know, like I try to really baby it so that I can have it for a long time. It looks great.
Yeah. I love that. Tembi, where can people find you on social media and where can they find your important testing of all these products?
So everyone can follow me at Tembe, T-E-M-B-A-E.
So you're Tembi, but on Instagram, you're Tembe, B-A-E.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And where can people find your beauty reporting?
So at New York Magazine. I'm a writer at The Strategist. So all of my curly hair things are going to be there. Right now I'm working on over the past couple months, I've been doing a lot of different guides. So I did one that's like best products, like I said, best products for 4C hair, best products for type 4 hair, best products for curly hair. And so I'm kind of just like digging into how many ways can I dig into the best of this product.
Thank you for your time. This was fun.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.